9th Perek Yerkelayim Mishneh Beis Hashiyorim V'akolach Ein Demishum Kelayim. Shiyorim is some type of, these are different types of silks, and the Kalach is something that somewhere in some island grows some very smooth fibers that look similar to gold. That's where the Rambam and the Rav explain it. In any event, these are ein b'mishum kelayim because they're not tamer, they're not pishtin. Aval asurim mishnei marzayin. They look a little bit like flax, and therefore they cannot be put together with wool because it looks like flax, even though it isn't. Hakorim uksasus ein b'mishum kelayim. Over here it says the pillars and mattresses don't have a problem with kelayim. As long as his skin itself is not touching them. Now, the place can say over here that we're talking about a thick, hard material. That if you sit on it, it just stays in its place and it doesn't fold around contour to your body. So in such a case, since it's a hard piece of material, you're not being nannered from it and you're not wearing it, it's permitted. But it's like a soft couch, or it's a pillow that's stuffed, and when you sit in it, it sinks in, and it like bends around you, and that situation will be usur, or there'll be a problem of kelayim. This was the old issue of sitting and trains. In the olden days, there was a chashash of kelayim, so if it's a very hard seat, it'll be permitted. If it's a soft one, it could be a problem. Nowadays, I know at least that upholstery made in America have no problems with chashash at all. So, synthetic. I think most of the world is like that nowadays. Nagilbish kelayim afilu sar ein arai lekelayim. Even a person wears the kelayim temporarily for a short period of time, it's also author as long as you're wearing the kelayim. Nagilbish kelayim afilu gavay asar. Even if you're wearing 10 garments, don't put the 10th garment to the kelayim because off yourself it says now the leivish negative kelayim. I feel lignas of mechas. Ram learns over here that even though your intent was not at all to wear it for enjoyment, you just want to get past the tax collector and not pay, we're talking about a case where the tax collector was illegal or permitted. But in any event, even so, it's also because Levisha is also, you're wearing it, it's also. That's where the Ram and the passing. There are other Rishayim that are more lenient, and they say that as long as your intent clearly is not to have enough from it, it's just to try it on, or just get past this method, would be permitted.